Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Mem Zayin, mitzvah 47. So we continue with Mishpatim, as we will see. Mishpatim has a little of everything, a little of almost every mesechta in Shas. So we just discuss a number of mitzvahs from Mesechas Kedushim, which is all about the mitzvahs related to Eved Ivri and Ama Ivriya. That was last week's. So today we have one of the first mitzvahs that we are discussing related to Bezdin. Mitzvahs Bezdin Laharog Bechenek HaMechuyav. This is a mitzvah upon Bezdin, not upon a yachid. It's upon Bezdin to kill someone who is chayiv chenek. As we know, the Mishnah tells us in Masechah Sanhedrin, there are dalin misos Bezdin. There are four ways that Bezdin puts people to death in a case where they must, and we'll talk about that soon. But the Rambam counts, and the chinuch follows him, four separate mitzvahs asay. Four mitzvahs asay, the four dalad miso, the four misos, skila, sreifa, herek, chenek. The first one chronologically in the Torah written is Mem Zayin. The first one of the Torah is mitzvah Mem Zayin right here. Shenitztavinu lohamis ha'ovrim al-ksas mitzvah shebatorah b'chenek. To kill certain transgressors of certain mitzvos with chenek. That is the onesh. Again, what aveira is the Torah talking about here? That's tomorrow's mitzvah, not to hit your parents. That's the iser darais of hitting your parents. That's a separate los asay. But a mitzvah asay, one of the 248, is a mitzvah upon Bezdin that if somebody does, after having been warned in front of witnesses, and he accepts the asra, all the requirements of one to be chayav misa, so it's a mitzvah upon Bezdin to put them to death. This is obviously from Maseches Sanhedrin. The Rambam in Perek Yudalet of Hilchos Sanhedrin organizes all of Dalad Mises Bezdin. Says the Rambam, Arba Mises Nipshul Bezdin, there are four. We're going to have one just before we can do the Rambam. We're going to have another one in Parshas Mishpatim. In a few days, we're going to have the mitzvah of Saif, which we will get to. Mitzvah Nun is the mitzvah of Saif. So two of them are right here, close to each other. Sha'arba Nimisa Nimshul Bezdin, Skila Srefa Herechenek. Says the Rambam, Skila, stoning a person, Srefa, burning a person. What does it mean to burn? How do you burn? How do you stone? Vahariga, how do you cut off somebody's head? Besayif vechenek and strangulation, which is today's mitzvah. Skila Srefa and Mufrashin in Batorah. Skila and Srefa are explicit in the Torah. Umipi Moshe Rabbeinu Lamdu, Shekal Miso Hamura Batorah Stam, He Chenek. I'm reading the Rambam. Every time it says just put somebody to death in the Torah without specifying which Misa, it's Chenek. That's this mitzvah. It never says anywhere in the Torah strangle somebody. Right? The mitzvah is Chenek. And stam misa in the Torah is chenek. The Rambam says, and he goes through each of the misos, as those who have learned Masechas Sanhedrin know that it is a machlokas tanoim of the order, the most stringent to the most lenient. We paskin that chenek is the most lenient. Strangulation is the most lenient, as the chinuch will talk about in a minute. But Reb Shimon says that Herig and Chenek switch. Herig is more lenient than Chenek. And the first two, Skila Sreifa, we hold that Skila is the most stringent, while Reb Shimon holds that Sreifa is the most stringent. In Perek Tezvav, the Rambam says, Kolin is Kolin Shabbat Torah Shmona Asar. You read the Torah, and it looks like many different halachas and many different people who are chayiv misa, they do certain averus. The Rambam says, the people who are chayiv skila are 18, people who are chayiv sreifa are 10, hereg is 2, and chenek is 6. So there are only 6 people who Bezdin would have to put to death through chenek, included in our mitzvah. What are they? Habal Eishes Ish, somebody lives with a married woman. That gets chenek. Chovel ba'aviv u'b'imo. If somebody hits their parents, that's tomorrow's mitzvah. That's the context where this is. Hagonev nefesh mi Yisrael. If somebody kidnaps, which we discussed already in the Aseret Hadibros. Zakein Mamre, one of the great Sanhedrin who gets outvoted and still paskins like he thinks. Navi Sheker, a false prophet, and Hamisnabi b'shem Avodah Zarah, and somebody who prophesizes in the name of an Avodah Zarah. Those 6 all together, Harugei Bezdin, are 36 Averis. 36 Averis require is gets a chayiv misa, and the Rambam just lists off the 6 that are chayiv chenek, and so we get back to the mitzvah today, shenitzavinu lohamis ha'over malksas mitzvah shabbatorah b'chenek. It's a mitzvah upon Bezdin to kill anyone who violates any of those 6 mitzvahs that we just mentioned with chenek. Shenemar umake ishva meis mos yumas. Somebody hits their parents, rachmana litzlan, they shall surely die. V'zu shal make ish achash mehen shemitzasin b'chenek. Shehari kaseh bo mos yumas. It says, he shall surely die, ubathir shambu zachronim levracha, kal misa ha'amur b'torestam ein ela chenek. Any misa that it says in the Torestam is chenek. It's a good, interesting question the Rishonim don't really deal with, and that is, why is it that the mitzvah in the Torah just specifies plain, kill somebody, it's chenek? Why not Tereg? So Pashtus, the simple reason is, according to what we hold, Chenek is the most lenient of the Misos. And therefore, if you don't know how to put somebody to death, so you go, we have a Misora from Moshe Rabbeinu that there are four ways to put people to death. Skila, Srefa, Herek, Chenek. And therefore, we go to the most lenient one. It's probably part of the larger principle that comes up in a number of places in the Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Mem Hei says, talks about the halachas, how we do skila to a man, to a woman. And the Gemara talks about that we don't, certain parts of the clothing we leave on a man or a woman, certain parts we don't. So the Gemara discusses why don't we undress a woman in the same way that we undress a man when we have to kill her? The ahavta l'recha kamocha, brar lo misa yafet. Even if we're going to kill somebody, we have to kill them in a dignified way. And therefore, brar lo misa yafe, if to choose a proper misa, and it's based on v'yavta recha kamocha. Or later on, the Gemara says, on daf, a couple of bot later, on daf nun beis, we're going to learn about this later in the Torah. What is the isser of mitzvah of sreifa? When Bezin has to put somebody to death with sreifa, they don't burn them. What do? They pour hot lead down their throat and they die right away. Why? How do we know you don't just burn them? Brolo misa yafev yahafl recha kamocha. Right, you have to treat somebody with dignity, and therefore, v'hafl recha kamocha, that's where it is learned. The Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Lamed Zayin, says, how do we know that when we chop somebody's head off, we don't use a big axe and chop him like we do an Eglah Rufa from the back of the neck? V'hafl recha kamocha. It's unbelievable that throughout Shas, we never find anywhere, v'yahat recha kamocha, and all the positive, wonderful things that usually come to mind when we think of that pasuk. Yes, there is a story in Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph where the ger comes to Hillel and says, convert me while I stand on one foot, and he says, what you don't want to do to your friend, what you don't want that to you, don't do to your friend. The negative is said. But the words v'yahat recha kamocha in Shas are found in a very limited way. This is one of the major tenets of our faith. And you look in Shas, four times it's found in this limited. How do you kill somebody? You kill them in a specific, dignified type of way. But that's probably why, also, whenever the Torah says, without specifying how you kill somebody, we say chenek, because that's the most lenient type of death. It's the quickest form of death, as the Rishonim assume, and therefore, that is probably part of that discussion. So there's a Ramban, but do we find Avdarei Kamocha anywhere else? So there is a Gemara that you might be familiar with, and the Gemara at the beginning of the second parak of Kiddushin. The Gemara there says, again, an unusual, you would think, the Rambam uses Vatla Recha Kamocha in Hilchas Avel, in parak Yudala, the Rambam says, Biker Cholim, Nichama Velim, going to a wedding, going to a Levaya, all of those mitzvahs are included under the larger rubric of Vatla Recha Kamocha. That's Vatla Recha Kamocha, that's what we would have expected it. But all these limited context in the Gemara, it's very unusual. The Gemara in Kiddushin, Adaf Mam Aleph Mam Aleph, says, you know what Vatla Recha Kamocha teaches me? That I have to make sure to see my wife before I marry her. Because if I don't look at my wife before I marry her, I might marry her and I might not think she's so attractive, and beauty is in the eyes of the beholder, and it might start off the marriage on the wrong foot. Therefore, if you have the recha kamocha, you should be able to make sure, asur lakadish at shiur enna, until you see your wife. Again, very limited, that's the recha kamocha. But that is that the Gemara says. It might all go down to something, we'll talk about it when we get up to the mitzvah of v'yadla recha kamocha, but the Ramban already in Kedoshim, on the pasuk says, v'yadla recha kamocha really is impossible. How is it possible? V'yadla recha kamocha, like me? How do I love my friend like me? I'm always first. How is it possible? So says the Ramban, the Ramban. V'yatam v'yadla recha kamocha haflaga. It's a little exaggeration. Ki lo yikabel lev ha'adam she'yehovet chaveiro ka'avato et nafsho. It's impossible, says the Ramban. And the Rabbi Kiva already taught us about Metziah. There's only one canteen, and you have a canteen of water in the desert, and you have your friend. Who gets it? You get it if it's your canteen. Chayecha kodmin. So mitzvah HaTorah, it must mean, it's just that whatever you want done to you, you should want done to your friend. Not mamish, feel like your friend is yourself, that's impossible. So Ramban says there has to be some type of at least parallel, that when you have a good thing that happens to your friend, you should try to feel just as good as if it happened to you. If something negative happens to your friend, you should feel as if it happened to you. So maybe that's why the Gemara in a number of places takes a very limited view, or uses the Avdarei Recha Kamocha in a very limited way, because it's somewhat impossible to really fulfill V'yatzel Recha Kamocha in the full sense, but at least in this limited way, you know, nobody would want to die in this way, nobody want to, you know, get married in this way, to have this marriage. So maybe that's a start of an answer why it's used in this limited way. Okay, but that's maybe again, what this the Svara is for Kol Misa Amur, but Torah Stam Eina Elechenek. Continues the Sefer HaChinuch, Shorish Mitzvah Zu, the root of this mitzvah, upon Bezdin, Niglelako, it's revealed to all, Ki Melech B'Mishpat Yamid Aretz, Mishpat, having justice and a legal system in place, keeps everything in place in society. She'ilula yiras hamish. But if people were not worried about the law, yehargu b'nei ha'adam zezef, he would kill each other. The whole, there would be bedlam in society if there was no judicial system. Al-keitzi vanu akel baruch hu, so Hashem commanded us. L'hamis ha'rotzeach, and therefore, Bezdin said, you have to kill a murderer. V'chachmaso baruch hu ra'a, and through Hashem's chachma, he saw, she'roi lano sho'so b'misas chenek. He saw that one should put a rotzeach to death through chenek. V'hadavar nos gam l'daitenu anu. And it fits, we could figure it out why also. Why? Ki kasher asa ken yasa lo. As he tried to do, we do to him. Usually a murderer wants to kill his victim quickly. He tries to do it quickly. So if he's trying to kill quickly, his punishment is to be killed quickly. So therefore, the Torah is also making on him to give him misa schenek, which is a quick misa, v'lo b'sreif of eskila, not two of the other ones that are more chamer, shehein b'tsa'ar rav, which are very, very painful. The problem with this paragraph of the Sefer HaChinuch, and the Minchas Chinuch points it out, it's an obvious problem. He's talking about, that's why we give a murderer chenek. We don't give a murderer chenek. That's not true. We give a murderer sayif. So what's he talking about? So the Minchas Chinuch says, which it must be a mistake. I mean, we had earlier already in Lo Sirtzach, the Sefer Chinuch already says explicitly that a rotzeach gets sayif. So it's Sarach Ian, what kind of svari he's giving here. Maybe he's talking about one of the other six. Remember, the Rambam listed off six other Averos, but to say that this is for Ritzicha, it's very difficult, but it's not for Ritzicha. And it's against the Gemara, and it's against the Sefer Chinuch himself. The Minchas Chinuch, and Os Aleph says, D'bevadai ta'us hama'atiku. This must be a mistake of the publisher, somewhere along the line, between 800 years ago when the Chinuch wrote it, and today, this paragraph got in here, but it's not supposed to be in here. The Svara is could apply to the other Averis somehow, but not to Ritzicha. Either way, the focus of the Svara given for Chinuch, says the Sefer Chinuch, is because society needs a legal system to protect its inhabitants. Rav Moshe, at the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim, in the Drash Moshe, gives another Svara. The Moshe points out that in Acharemos, we have the list of the Arayos, and in Kedoshim, we again have the list of the Arayos. One is the warnings, and one are the punishments. Right stuck in the middle of the warnings and the punishment of the Arayos, says Rav Moshe, is the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim. Kedoshim to you. What's the message? Says Rav Moshe, because in Judaism, the ultimate purpose of an onesh is not just to protect the rest of the people in society. The ultimate purpose of an onesh is to teach the victim and to help the victim get back on his feet, if it's possible, unless it's chiyuv misa. But it's really ultimate to teach him. And that's why before a person is put to death, the Mishnayos and Sanhedrin describe, he has to do vidui, Bezdin tries to help him, that at least going to the next world, he could go in a constructive and a positive way. But says Rav Moshe, before the onus is written in the Torah, after the Azharos, what did they say? Kedoshim tiyu, be holy. Life's about being holy. Life's about having an uplifted existence. Says Rav Moshe, she'ein ratzon ha'Torah la'anosh ba'ofen she'umos ha'olam onshin. The punishments of the Torah are not like the punishments of other religions. Shehem onshin lo kedesha ha'anashim yetivu darkehem. Many other religions don't punish in order that people should do better. They just punish to punish. They don't really care about this person. Ela kedei lahatzo v'lishmar satoshavim. Most punishments elsewhere is just to protect the other inhabitants. They don't learn that this inherently is evil. They just know they're punished. But Judaism says no. Hashem's punishments are to be mechanich them b'derech haTorah. Shezeu inyan kedoshim tiyu. Shezorach l'shanos tivo v'darko. Shekol gufo v'chol machshavos aviyu k'ben Torah. We have to follow the Torah. V'az k'shi yizdami shechata shayach la'anosh. If I do something wrong, I have to get punished. But really, the punishment is to help me get back on the straight and the narrow, not dafka, just to punish me for what I did. That's remotion. Mishnah Maseches Makos, which many are familiar with, mentions that the Bezdin did not put people to death so commonly. Not too often, the end of the first parak. What did the Mishnah say? How often did it take place? Sanhedrin ha'oreges echad b'shavua nikres chovlanis. First opinion, if a Sanhedrin kills once every 7 years, it's already a, a terrible bezdin. It's a chovlanis. It's a bezdin that kills too much. Once every 7 years. There's so many halachas about how we wouldn't put somebody to death. The person has to have two witnesses, and he has to be warned, and the person has to say, I'm an askin aniosa. I know I'm going to be killed anyway, but I'm doing it anyway. How many people in their right mind would do it anyway? They would wait for the witnesses not to be there anymore, and then do it. It's very hard to kill somebody. The Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Achas l'shivim shana, once every 70 years. You know, that would already be too much. Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Akiva Omrim, Ilu ayinu b'sanhedrin, lo neragad me'olam. If we would have been there, nobody would ever be killed. As all that Chronim asked. So how was this a preventative measure then? Everybody would know, oh, we'd never be killed anyway. So what would be the purpose of it? But that's what the Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Akiva say. How would nobody be killed? Isn't it the Mitzvah say? So Tosa said, no, they would just ask so many questions. So many questions. They would, details. They would trip them up eventually and get them contradicting each other. Reb Shimon Gamliel Lomer, so Reb Shimon Gamliel says back to them, Av hein marbin shofchei damim b'Yisrael. If they do that, they never put anybody to death, they're going to be marbin shofchei damim. Because then everybody's going to know that they're never going to be killed, and then they won't have any preventative measure in place to help people stay in check, and that wouldn't be good either. So there's got to be a balance, but Bezdin did not put people to death too often, but these mitzvahs, the Torah spends a lot of time in these mitzvahs in order to teach us the severity of these halachas. Okay, let's continue now. Says the chinuch. Dini mitzvah ketzad. Next paragraph. Kagon. What are some of the halachas of the mitzvah? Kagon. Mashamar zechron levracha. Shemashkiyin etzem mechuyah bezevel arakobosav. How do we put somebody to death for chinuch? We bezin basically sticks them in the ground so they can't move. So they don't shake around and they cause themselves to suffer more. They stick them in the ground until their shoulders, so they can't move, and then they v'karchen su their kashul tacharach al tzavaro. Say Moshe chaslov, say Moshe chasosh, and afshu yotza. They quickly strangle them and in that way put them to death. And again, we have to remember this type of person that we're putting to death is living at a time when there is apparent Dvar Hashem. There's a Beis Hamikdash, and there are temnisim that take place in the Beis Hamikdash every day, and Das Hashem rules the land. And somebody in that type of circumstance stands up and says, I want to be Mechalel Shem Shamayim. I want to desecrate the name of God, and I know he's wrong, and I want to prove him wrong. In that type of society, that's what we're talking about. Talking about in that type of evil person who does such a Chilul Hashem. Muvarim and Perek Zayin to Sanhedrin. The 202 halachas, just to mention here, once you talk about the dinim, first of all, there is a mitzvah, the last one in the first volume in the Minchas Chinuch, mitzvah Kuf Yud Dalet, the only mitzvah in Parshas Vayakel. Bezdin is not allowed to put somebody to death on Shabbos. Even though there is a mitzvah saseh d'oraisa to put somebody to death, or maybe even to give malchus, but there's a separate Isser, the Oraisa, that Bezdin is not allowed to put somebody to death on Shabbos. Number one. Number two, there's another interesting halacha quoted in Sanhedrin and Daf Mem Gimel. The Gemara there says that before we put somebody to death, we give them a drink. We give them some wine so they're not totally with it. Hayotze lehareg, says the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Mashkin oso karcha lavona bakoshal yayin, kidesha titarev daito. Shnemar tinushecha laoved yayin lamari nefesh. Right, so we don't want it to be totally there when we punish him. Maybe it'll help. He won't be so scared at that time. So therefore, we give him to drink. So it's fascinating. I saw in the Margalias Hashas, Margalias Hayam on that Gemara in Sanhedrin. He quotes from the Sefer Minoras Hamor. Ketzan mevarchan al hayayin, not al kos biyadav omer. When you usually make a brach on wine, you say Savri Maranan. Everybody answers you L'chaim. Why do you do this? Because of this cup of wine. Because this is the cup of wine that's Lamisa. So that is where L'chaim came from. L'chaim comes from the fact that we want to make sure everybody knows that this is not the cup of wine that they gave somebody before they put him to death. Savim Aranan, L'chaim! It should be L'chaim, it shouldn't be Lamisa! And now you say the bracha. Nigmar dino mosino sole hareg, v'noso l'kosho yayin, v'hunot akos v'omer savim aranan, v'im omrim lo, Lamisa. Says the Sefer Menorah Samor. And it goes to Medrash Tanchuma and others, but it's an interesting source for that concept. Why do you say, what do you say L'chaim for? When you're about to drink a cup of wine, when you see somebody drinking a cup of wine, because of, as a contrast to this halacha in Sanhedrin on Daf Mem Gimel. Also an important, Margalit Hashas quotes about this halacha, about giving him to drink. He says, maybe this is a smach, a remez to the sugya that's discussed by a number of poskim bizman hazeh. And that is one allowed to give a little local anesthesia to a baby before he gets a bris milah? Right, to rub some cream on the makom hamila is one is allowed to give anesthesia. So general anesthesia, generally the poskim are very much against, because that itself is very dangerous. So nobody's really asking that question. What about local anesthesia to numb the area a little bit? So that is a big discussion in the poskim. The Tzitz Eliezer is machmir in this area. The Imre Yosher, the Tzitz Eliezer and Chela Chaf Simon Ayin Gimel discusses this in a tshuva written to Dr. Abraham. He's machmir based on earlier sources. There's a medrash in Parshas Lech Lecha which says that Avram Avinu was very excited about the pain he was going through, and there's a medrash that says that there's sources that say that the cries of a baby go straight to the Kisi HaKavod. Therefore, we should daven for anything we want when we see to hear the baby's crying. So we shouldn't limit those cries. But the Dr. Abraham quotes from, first of all, from Rav Avadia writes in a tshuva that it is no problem to give the baby a local anesthesia. And he quotes that he asked Rav Shlomo Zalman, is there any reason not to give anesthesia? Why is this medrash and we want our tefillah to piggyback? That's enough of a reason if you could prevent suffering. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says there is no problem, there is no reason in Nigla not to give anesthesia. Go do your homework about in Nistar to see if there's a problem. So he says, he sent a message to Rav Yaakov Hillel, the dean of the Kabbalists in Jerusalem, who also researched for a week. He came back after a week and said there is no reason in the Zohar or other Kabbalistic sources not to give the anesthesia, if one would want to. And he even quotes a raya that we know that the punishment of Chava was to have pain during childbirth. And yet, we do everything we can to get out of the pain if it's possible. So there's a promise. Yeah, there's a medrash. It's not even written in the Torah. So therefore, Shlomo Zalman thought that if there's a Dr. Abraham quotes Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yashiv, both told him that provided there is no danger whatsoever in the use of the local anesthesia, one would be permitted and therefore perhaps obligated to use it in that circumstance. But again, why are we talking about this here? Because he quotes, maybe this is a smach, that before we kill the guy, we make him drunk a little bit so that he doesn't feel it or notice it as much. So that is a smach to this halacha. Finishing up, mitzvah zu'in o'hegas of el aretz. The Sefer HaChinuch says this mitzvah only applies in Eretz Yisrael. She'in don in dini nefashas ela ba'aretz. Because dini nefashas is only judged in Eretz Yisrael. This is also a difficult chinuch, because the Mishnah says beferish at the end of the first parak in Makkos. And the Rambam quotes it, that as long as there's a bezit in Eretz Yisrael, then even a bezit in Chutz La'aretz could judge. So again, Tzarech Ian on the previous paragraph about Ritzicha and this paragraph. Umisha biyado la'asos din vein oseh, bita la'asezeh. But if somebody does not fulfill this mitzvah, it's a chiv on bezdin. If they do not fulfill this mitzvah, they are mevatel mitzvah. Va'on sho gadol, and their punishment is great. She'elmali maras hadin ishes re'eo chayim b'la'anu, as Pirkei Avos says, without the fear of government, then man will swallow his friend. The next paragraph just mentions, I'll mention it now, but we'll talk more about it in two mitzvot when we get up to mitzvah nun, the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. I mentioned the Rambam counts four separate mitzvahs on Bezdin, the four misos that Bezdin puts somebody to death with. The Ramban does not count them. The Ramban says, no, you don't count these as these four. They're just prati dinim of the Isurim. So we will have to talk more about the lumdus of that machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban in a couple of days. When we get up to mitzvah nun, when we get up to the mitzvah of Sayyid. Okay, but we'll stop here. We will continue with tomorrow the mitzvah of Chas V'Shalom hitting one's parents.